tragedy insert. 35 more workers were drowned and a capacity loaded bus found for the right aeronautical class number 7 hit it from the Market Street Bridge at Turkey. No first is the reaction of the aircraft. Hey, Jimmy, you can take bus number 605 out of the garage, and you can operate her from today, here today.
Gee, thanks. It's my first trip for this company. Gee, thanks a lot.
Seven hours later, after not one mishap, boy, some bird you got here. It threw rattles along through the ice and snow.
Yeah, it kept going with all this flesh and ice. It's all right with me. This is my last trip tonight, anyhow.
I wonder if you could let me off, that is, if you'd be able to stop at the foot of the bridge.
I'm sorry, but I have to stop the other side.
Look out! Look out! We're skinned! Straighten her out! Put the head, you're gonna crash! I can't, you stop! 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 The bus hit a rail and sank instantly. One survivor, Stanley Raymond, from his bed at the St. Mary Hospital said,
all I know is that the boat hit the bridge and went into the water. I hit my head against the inside and everything went black. I think I played it out. And the first thing I knew, someone threw me a rope and pulled me out.
A trio of United States rubber company workers were given credit for saving 7 of the survivors.
Hey, look at them floating around there. Let's get them out.
Hold on, Jerry.
Okay, I'll jump in and you help me pull them out. Come on, here goes.
Racing of the bus awaited the arrival from New York of deep sea divers from the New York submarine company. Of all those aboard, there were but 11 survivors. Hitler, in desperation, has again forcibly occupied territory. This time, it's Hungary.
Yes? What is it?
Are you Admiral Hartley?
Yes?
The time is me.
It's fine. You do me an injustice. I'm trying to not blame you, Hitler. You will be able to help me.
Don't be a fool. The time is me.
At a secretly given signal, all of Hungary's cabinet members and leading citizens were rounded up and held as hostages. As Hitler's hordes moved in and took over the Axis satellites, internal as well as foreign affairs.
Ah, yes, Captain. As you thought.
As you thought.
Captain Heinrich reported. While well, members of Hungary's political and military factions are now under protective custody.
Good. Good work, Captain Heinrich.
Now we can use this country as a buffer for military operations. The purest plan is to consolidate our position here in Hungary, while our plans are being made for Germany fortification. You have done a good job. That's all. Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler.
Hitler, an old hand in the game of taking other countries, is now at it again, due to tremendous Russian pressure. of 1942, a year after the Nazi Panzers had raced through Yugoslavia and eight peasants approached the little town of Foča in Bosnia. The peasant, a tall, thin man, skin burned brown from sun and weather, resembled a compact, small, and mobile arsenal, with a minigun slung over his shoulder. As he approached the outskirts of Foča, a man rose from a clump of bushes and pointed a rifle at the peasant's stomach.
Hold. Where are you going, Anko?
To Foča. Is it the any business of yours?
And where are you from, Anko?
Slovenia.
How did you get here?
I walked.
A long walk for a man your age. What do you want in Foča?
For all my age, I could still knock some politeness into your head.
If you were not holding that gun at my stomach, I came to see Tito. Oh, Tito. Well, let me see. I'll come along.
The sentry followed the peasant into town. At the edge, there was a long slit trench protected with sandbags. There, behind the bag, was a machine gun with a four-man crew. This one wants to see the marshal.
Who's that? What do you mean?
Peter now, Robert. I've walked 300 miles to see Tito.
Not to answer every empty head questioning.
I'm afraid you'll answer many more. Come with me and take off those guns. It took me weeks to get all these together. Take care of them, please.
Come in. Yes, Captain. What is
this? Peter, Robert. I came 300 miles to see you.
You're dead.
Well, sit up.
You said you came 300 miles to see me,
but why?
After explaining about the Germans who ravaged the entire Slovenian town and how only a few survived and were hiding in the hills, starving, anxious to fight the Nazis again, how they sent him to get aid from the great Tito.
My friend, you are the kind of a man I'm looking for. Not only will I give you help, but all you are needing are food, guns, and ammunition. I will also send along an organizer to teach you and your men military technique.
Thank you, Tito. Thank you. My people will never forget the things you are giving us.
Two years later, a gigantic army of partisans made up of thousands of roving bands into one large fighting force, blowing up bridges. Ambushing lonely German units. And today, in a report from London,
the 2nd and the 5th Partisan Division heavily defeated German forces after 7 days fighting along the Serbian-Bosnia border in Slovenia. And now in Slovenia, grim battles are being fought today alone. Good luck, Tito.
The end of a traitor. Pierre Pichu, former Minister of the Interior in the Vichy government, was shot for treason 2 days ago.
Pierre Pichu, the military trust, has found the duty of treason, punishable by death, but a violent threat. Have you any last request?
Got the death. Yes, I have a last request. I wish for my body to be kept in Algiers until France is liberated, and then sent to my family. My wife and my children are under house arrest in Paris. One more thing. May I give the command for my own death to the firing squad? Wait,
Your request
are granted.
Two days later, at 4 a.m., a small group of men arrived at a Harvey Barrett parade ground. Have any hope?
Be sure. Come with me.
Forward! Up! Grab! Up!
What's it want with you?
Turn around, face the wall.
I'm not afraid to die. We shall be always here.
Ah, yes. I see you. You think that's very dumb.
I'm sorry, Captain, but I hate him. I hate him. Thank you for your kindness.
No, thanks. I do not want a gun for my eyes.
A firing squad. Are you ready?
All right. Ready?
They came! Ah!
Thus died another traitor who played for high stakes and lost. This is your all-star reporter, Nat Hale, bidding you a hail and a hearty farewell.
You have just listened to Drama in the News, a Slotney UV show. All the voices on tonight's edition of your living newspaper were portrayed by Matt Hale. Drama in the News can be heard each Wednesday at 9:45 and Friday at 10 p.m. Tune in again Friday for another edition of Drama in the News.
¿Cómo están mis amigos? This is Xavier Kugat speaking, asking you just how much you love that boy of yours that is fighting on sea for shore for your country. Pretty much, eh? Well, the time has come now for you to prove it. Today, the American Red Cross is urgently calling for your dollars to finance the wonderful work they are doing. Today, all over the world, your Red Cross is bringing the miracle of blood plasma to men who might have died, but who instead live to fight again. Your Red Cross makes it possible for the families of these men to send them packages of food and other comforts if they have been taken prisoner. It is your Red Cross that brings all sorts of assistance and medical aid to your boy if he's wounded in battle. It's your Red Cross that does all these things to help you and yours. Now, they need dollars to help continue this work. Can you refuse? Give to the American Red Cross 1944 War Fund.
WEZD, New York.